Welcome to the HMO Experience, the UK's only HMO-focused property podcast, where every Monday, Matt, Jamie and Steve will inform and inspire you about everything to do with HMOs, rent to rent, and how to set up and grow a successful HMO business, whether you're just starting out or you're already on your way.
Hi guys, I'm Harris and welcome to the HMO Experience. This is episode 5 where we're going to be covering off gold mine areas. Let me start by introducing the rest of the HMO Experience crew. Give it up for Jamie.
Hi everyone.
And give it up for Steve.
Steve, welcome back, Steve.
Thank you very much.
You weren't here for the last episode.
And you were sorely missed. There's going to be plenty of comments and feedback.
Where's Steve?
Where was he?
I
did listen to the last episode, and you buggers never even mentioned
it. No, we didn't. I'm really sorry. But you're here now, so it's very much appreciated. It's all good. So look, we're going to be covering off the gold mine area, which is basically finding the area you should start your rent-to-rent business and or buying your HMO properties. So for that, I'm going to hand you over to Jamie, who will lead us in.
Cool. Thanks, Matt. So as Matt said, your gold mine area, what is it? It is your area of focus. It's where you should be focusing your time and attention to find the perfect HMO for you. Whether you are doing HMO rent-to-rents or indeed looking to buy property and convert those into HMOs. So here are some pointers and tips on how you can determine which area is right for you. On the back of that, I'll then ask Matt and Steve to give us some of their insights into why they chose the areas that they chose. So key things are, do you have a thriving area near you? So what does that mean? Are there good employment prospects? Is there plenty of housing? Is there supply and demand for rooms to rent in your area? Are there good amenities, good transport links? Are companies investing in the area? Mm-hmm. Therefore, is there demand for more rooms to rent out? One of the key things that we look for in our own rent-to-rent and HMO businesses is that there's a certain number of houses. So I'm often asked, where is the best place of doing HMOs? The reality is, I think, in my personal experience, if you've got at least 30,000 people living in a town, then again, that's pretty much a decent enough supply and demand for an area to provide housing to them. So what else have you got to think about? One of the key things that we also get asked a lot about is, do you focus your time and attention near to where you live, or do you go elsewhere? So we've got a unique position here because some of us operate our business locally, but also some of us operate further afield, and we'll tell you why shortly. So the key thing I recommend is, especially when you're starting out, and especially when you're doing rent-to-rent, is you're providing a service. Rent-to-rent HMO is providing a service to people in your area. So if you stay local, it's going to be a lot easier, especially in the early days, to keep it close to you. So what does close mean? Again, we always recommend that you focus on an area which is less than an hour to get to. I know in London, but there we go, that's another story. So keep it local. So what are some of the benefits of keeping it local? As well as it being convenient for you to go and do viewings and look after properties, the key thing is it really builds your local knowledge, and that is important, especially when you're starting out. If you're trying to go and do rent-to-rent HMOs in a completely different area, not only have you got no property experience yet in that area, you don't really know much about the area. So I always recommend, when we get asked, is you at least start locally. So you're developing your local knowledge. Of course, it makes a lot of sense for you in terms of time management, which we'll definitely cover in a further episode, how you can maximize the time and the return you spend on your time setting up and running your HMO business. But the key thing also when you're just starting out is, if you focus on your local area, you can build up a really good reputation, a professional reputation, because you can go in, and like Matt said on the last episode, he might have been doing 100 calls when he first started to get a bunch of viewings. So it is a numbers game. So focusing local makes life a lot easier for you when you're looking to source properties or speak to letting agents and landlords in your area. One thing I will say, a couple of tips is, before I ask Matt and Steve,
HMO Hacks.
HMO Hacks.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of hacks.
Yes.
So if for example, you want to just double check where you're thinking. So if, you know, if I was looking to set up a rental HMO business in, I don't know, Glasgow, I didn't necessarily know the different areas or boroughs of Glasgow, what can you do to try and speed up your local knowledge? Well, quite simply, go and speak to local estate agents and letting agents. Ask them for areas they would recommend you focus off your time and attention on. Just pose as someone looking to buy a property, even if you're doing rental or HMOs, and say, where do people want to live? And where would you also recommend you stay well clear from? Because in every town and city, there are good roads and bad roads. So ask the local expert where the good and the bad areas are. The second tip I would give, the other HMO hack, go to local landlords. Find out where the local landlords are. Typically, experienced HMO landlords are clustered around certain areas for various reasons. We'll go into that in a later episode. So go and find out where they are. And you can get your HMO landlord list from your council website. Those will typically have the address of those properties, and you can just see where they are on your local map. And the third thing I'd suggest, third HMO hack here, is go and ask your local HMO officer who works at the council. Say you're looking to invest in a new area into an HMO in this area, ask them whether they would recommend you focus retirement attention. Again, they're a great source of local knowledge. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
So Matt, why did you choose your areas you're focused on in London?
Yeah, so I base myself in Northwest London. I think I've mentioned in episode one, I cover from Leesden down to West Hampstead in Kilburn, Kensal Rise, Kensal Green, Queen's Park, Harleston, Wilson Junction, all around that area. The reason I chose that area was I used to live in Wilson Green, and I lived there for about 4 or 5 years, so I had prior knowledge of the area. Exactly, local knowledge. I live in Watford now, but my goldmine area is on the Overground Line, so for me it takes me 25 minutes to get into the area, which is also super handy. But the main reason was because, you know, I carried out a bunch of research. So looking at house prices in terms of rental prices for 3, 4, 5 bed and above houses, looking at the rental prices for studio 1 and 2 bed flats, you know, finding out what the average room rents are as well as the supply and demand that you mentioned in terms of and the properties that are available. As a result of that, and taking a cross section and realizing which postcodes had the best amount of supply and demand, that's how I ended up deciding on the extent of my goldmine area.
Okay.
The other thing was the area is only covered by one borough council, which is Brent. So there's Ealing to the southwest, and there's Barnet to the north. I know for certain that Barnet has got an Article 4 restriction in terms of HMOs.
Right, so
Article 4.
We'll cover that in a future episode, folks. Well done, Steve. Good to have you back, Steve. Yes.
I knew I was going to get reason.
So I didn't really focus much on Barnet, even though it had Northwest postcodes in there. And Ealing is certainly an area that we're going to look to explore simply because it's got a good supply of houses as well at reasonable prices. But really, it was doing that background research, and like you say, it's being knowledgeable about the area that you work in, speaking with estate agents and letting agents. You learn even within a postcode area, and the good and bad parts of that postcode area. Like we have most of our houses in NW10, and the difference between the sort of northern part of NW10 and the southern part is quite significant.
Yeah.
And that's just within, you know, a mile and a half radius.
Yeah.
So really, once you decided on your goldmine area, it is pretty much learning as much about it as possible. I think I spent 2 weeks walking down as many streets as I could just to have a look at, you know, the type of houses, the size of houses, making sure I knew the area and how close it was to tube stations and bus stops, and, you know, having local amenities, so supermarkets and that kind of thing. So I have now a pretty good understanding of the area, the average rentals for properties, the average rentals for rooms, and that helps me with when I go on views to make a pretty good decision as to whether or not a property will work.
Great stuff. Again, this knowledge that that Matt's talking about, this time and effort put in when starting out is really, really useful because it means you can go forward but opposite with confidence because you know the area's going to work. Cool.
For sure.
Thanks, Matt. So, Steve, how about you? Why did you choose Bedford?
It was close.
There we go.
So, in previous episodes, I talked about buying in Liverpool, and that's like 350 miles away. And we got our first HMO up there. We then bought another HMO up there. Got fed up going backwards and forwards. It's like a 3.5 hour drive.
Yeah.
And as lovely as Liverpool is, and I really do like the city, it's an amazing place.
I hope they don't win the Premiership.
Are you a Tottenham fan?
I am indeed. Let's not talk about that. We'll save that for a separate podcast.
Yeah, like, there you go. I'm Southampton, but there. Okay. Yeah, it was just too far, and so I got a great agent, and they looked after that. It just means that I didn't have to go that far. So I then started looking at different areas around where I lived. I knew that I was probably going to be looking after the property myself at the very beginning. So the question I asked myself was, if I had to go out at 7 o'clock in the evening, how far am I prepared to drive?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was no more than half an hour. Mm-hmm. So I then put a pin in where I live, and I drew half an hour radius around where that was, and that captured places like St Neots, if you know that part of the world, which is a small town on the train line into London. Got some great businesses there, so that kind of worked. Bedford was in that area, Huntingdon was in that area, Cambridge was it. So I then started to go and look at some of these places and to walk the streets, as you did, Matt, to really find out what the opportunity was. And being a little bit of a spreadsheet nerd, as you'll probably find out as you get to know me over the next episode, I just wanted to then, once I've found these particular locations, I wanted to know, well, where in these cities and towns are all the HMOs?
Mm.
So, but not only that, who's managing them or who's looking after them? So I bought myself a map and of the various places. I then, as Jamie mentioned, got the HMO landlord list, and I started to plot on a map where each of these properties were. Nowadays, there's a piece of software called Map My Customers, which had I had all that information on the spreadsheet, I could have uploaded it into that piece of software, and what took me about a day and a half would have been done in 30 seconds. Oh, wow. So, yay to progress.
We're going to give you guys, in the next episode, by the way, some other HMO hacks.
Yes, indeed.
With great websites, such as the ones that Steve was talking about. So, join us in the next episode.
And so once I understood where they were, I then started to focus on, for example, in Bedford, I knew that there was some HMOs south of the river, and I knew there were HMOs north of the river. But when I went to have a walk around south of the river, as anyone who's walked around South Bedford has seen, it's not the best. So when I then compare that with north of the river, and in particular the MK40 postcode, it's completely different.
Yeah.
So that's when we start to think, well, this is where we want to be. So our postcode is, or our goldmine area, where yours is sort of North London, ours is no more than half a mile by half a mile.
Oh, wow.
So it's very concentrated. The properties are all located together, which means that from a management perspective, you can get around them really quickly. We've got an amazing property manager, Courtney, so she can get in there and deal with any issues. And it's only sort of 20 minutes from, actually 10 minutes from where she lives. But if I have to go out, I'm not shooting all over Bedford. I'm in like half a mile radius. So we really pinned down our goldmine area to a very distinct postcode, and we started to build relationships with agents and landlords who have properties in those areas.
Cool, thanks Steve. And again, as a business partner, Steve's, I live an hour away from Bedford. So the first year I was going over to Bedford more regularly. I haven't actually been to Bedford now for quite a few years now, but I'm very happy for Steve to go over there. To go
and probably half an hour.
But the key,
now.
Yeah, the key thing is this: get to know your area. Follow the 11 steps that Matt took us through in the last episode, and then dig down deeper, learn the process. But honestly, just focus on leveraging outsourcing the work. We're going to give you in future episodes more tools and free giveaways to help you do that. Mm. And as Steve mentioned, we now work with an amazing woman called Courtney, who literally manages our properties for us. So again, learn how to do it, focus on your area, then leverage and outsource so others can run it for you. Mm. Cool.
Learn from the HMO hacks.
More HMO hacks to come. Great stuff. Thank you, guys.
No.
And the last thing I'll leave you with before we finish this episode is, as you know, we all buy, well, Steve and I buy up in Coventry. There are some postcodes we stay well away from because it's not in our goldmine area, and there are others that we're focusing on. Mm-hmm. So in the same way as we've covered so far some tips about how you can get to know your local area, you can do it further afield. Only if you've got good local resource or a good power team to do the work. So just think about that for future episodes. And if you need any more information and insights into that, just get in contact with us via our Facebook page, website, or put a comment on the YouTube channel. Cool. All right, guys. Well, thank you for that. I think we're going to wrap up this episode.
Perfect. Episode 6 is going to be covering finding properties and arranging viewings. So I mentioned obviously in the last episode about the relevant steps. So actually identifying your goldmine area is a pre-step to that workflow, because that will, once you've identified that, it will really enable you to get the ball rolling and start doing the doing the hard yards in terms of calls and getting viewings lined up and all that kind of thing. So we're going to share our respective experiences around that and the resources and the tools that we use. So join us for episode 6. In the meantime, it is very much goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's definitely goodbye from me. Thanks for watching and listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the HMO Experience. Don't forget that all of the resources mentioned in each episode will be available on our website, www.thehmoexperience.co.uk. We regularly update our website with new content to help you along your HMO journey. So make sure you check out www.thehmoexperience.co.uk for more details. Also, remember to join our online community by liking the HMO Experience Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel.